Getting Green, a monthly segment, thanks to guests in the studio who believe in the power of greening. We'll talk about that. Bali Kumar, CEO, Lean and Green Michigan. Mr. Kumar, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to talk to you about PACE, Properly Assess Clean Energy, this program in Michigan. Tell me about you.
Me? Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. My background is quite varied. I'm from New York, and I've sort of bounced around a lot and ended up in Michigan. I'm a lawyer by trade, which is pertinent to PACE, Property Assess Clean Energy, because it's based on state law. The state law was passed in 2010, and it allows property owners to have access to long-term, low-interest, fixed-interest financing for clean energy upgrades to their properties.
Nice. Tell me more about Lean and Green.
Yeah. So Lean and Green Michigan is the statewide administrator for the PACE program. Different states do it differently. I think the way we saw it fit to do here is that you sort of have one-stop shop to come to, one set of rules to play by if you're a property owner and you have properties all around the state. And the statute really allows people to, you know, incentivizes people to do these upgrades in ways that they otherwise wouldn't have done it. So a lot of times you're seeing, you know, if I have an old building and I want to improve the insulation, I want to, you know, improve the roof, improve the lighting, the payback on that might be 10, 12, 15 years. And if I go to the bank, I only get a 5 or 7 year loan, so it doesn't make financial sense to do it. And that precludes a large segment of building owners from doing this stuff. Some people do it out of the goodness of their heart. They do it because it's the right thing to do. But a lot of folks are focused on the bottom line. And so PACE allows, you know, a bottom line accretive strategy to upgrading buildings. And I think in Michigan, there's a lot of strong building stock that needs a good retrofit. Or, you know, we have developers who need some stronger incentives to build better buildings. And PACE really allows people to do that.
And better build better buildings with clean energy, yeah. I'm sure is where we're going. Tell me more about PACE, the types of projects PACE can be applied to. And this is statewide, correct?
So every local government has to opt in to creating a PACE program. And so we have worked with 43 local governments thus far. And they've opted into the Lean and Green Michigan PACE program. And that represents 71% of the population. So we've hit a lot of the population centers. PACE financing is helpful for a number of reasons. And different people like PACE financing for different reasons or some combination of these. So it's 100% financing. So people are putting nothing down and improving their buildings, and they're using the savings from the improvements, you know, the energy savings, the water savings, the utility savings, and using that savings to pay off the loan. The long term, so people are getting up to 25 years fixed interest. The long term is really important because that means the repayment is small, so the savings is large enough to more than offset the cost. It's only available in Michigan to commercial and industrial properties. And so I guess the question then is, what is commercial? And so we've worked with nonprofits. The Battle Creek YMCA has recently taken advantage of PACE. They took out $1.3 million in financing, and over 22 years of the term of their assessment, they're going to save over $3 million. So definitely worth them doing, right? Because then they can invest the rest of that money back into their mission, back into the community. Agricultural properties are commercial, multifamily housing is commercial. So there are a lot of different properties that take advantage of it, just no single family residential and no government owned properties.
So how has PACE progressed throughout Michigan?
The legislation passed in 2010. Okay. And starting in 2012, local government started opting in to the Lean and Green Michigan platform. In 2015, we started doing actual deals. Yes. I think it took a while for the market to catch up with this new, innovative, creative financing, because I think a lot of property owners and a lot of developers have their set way of doing things, and new things just don't fit into their pro formas as easily. So a lot of this is just education, education. You do a deal, you let people know, oh, look at the Battle Creek YMCA that took out all this financing. Look at the Whitney restaurant in Detroit. Look at the St. Clair Inn in St. Clair. Look at, there's a property that's being worked on right now in Lansing on Ionia Street. It's like a block and a half away from the Capitol. They are doing basically a gut rehab of a property, and it's a combination of MEDC financing, PACE financing. There's some brownfield and historic tax credits. It's, you know, it really requires everyone to sit at the table so that way we can help buildings get back into productive use and make these buildings the best buildings they can be so that way they can survive for the next 100 years.
Yes. Talking PACE, talking Lean and Green Michigan, CEO of Lean and Green Michigan, Bali Kumar, in the house. PACE, this property assessed clean energy program in Michigan. If one has a business where PACE is offered, what steps need to be taken?
I mean, first things first, I think folks should just reach out to us. Yes. We can help demystify the process. So reach out to us at leanandgreenmi.com, or you can just Google Michigan PACE Finance and you'll find us. The two big things that need to be done are someone should get an energy audit or an energy model done so that way property owners can understand where the inefficiencies lie and what would be best to, you know, create the right type of project, especially the right type of project that cash flows in the right way. You know, if you're going to do something and it's going to cost you $1 million, but you're only going to save $500,000, maybe you should consider the scope of work and alter it. So that way you do $200,000 worth of work and you save $400,000. So the energy audit and modeling is very important, and connecting to financing entities. We work with about 20 different, what we call PACE lenders. PACE lenders aren't banks per se. They're often private equity vehicles that do this specialty type of finance nationwide. And so we're happy to make connections to energy auditors, to capital providers, and the like.
Another scenario, if you're a business where PACE is not offered, what can you do to help PACE actually push it forward?
Yeah. So actually going forward, what we're doing is, you know, we already work on behalf of 43 local governments. One thing we do is, you know, help local governments establish a PACE district and we will operate it on their behalf. But a lot of times that's driven by property owners. So a property owner in a certain county will say, hey, this PACE thing, I heard about it and I could really use it. And we say, okay, well, you know, we'll talk to the county commissioners. We'll try to get it on the agenda. We'll help them set up a PACE district so that way you can utilize the financing. The way we run the program is that it doesn't cost the local governments anything. We run the program on behalf of the local governments for free. So it's really not much of a, you know, not much of a burden for them. And it's a way to help their constituents and help property values in the community.
What else? Is there a footprint here in West Michigan?
Yeah. So we have 4 cities in Kent County. Obviously, the city of Grand Rapids being the largest of them, the city of Kentwood, Cascade Township, and let's see, where else did I go? So I said Kentwood, I said Grand Rapids, I said Cascade, and I did not say Wyoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So thank you. Yes, you are present, but there is more. There are more that need you.
There are more places to go, and we're happy to talk to local governments about setting up a PACE district. I think it's a really simple thing to create an easy win for property owners and constituents.
How important is it to get green?
I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. If you structure a financing properly, you can eliminate waste and save more than you spend. And so if you structure it that way, then it's really a no-brainer. Even if you're just saving a couple $100 a month, that's a couple hundred extra bucks in your pocket that you're not just paying out in utility bills. It's a good way to help small businesses as well.
I could do a little more with $200. Probably sign up for another road race or something. Hey, Bali, anything else you'd like to share?
I mean, I encourage folks to check out our website. I think that this is a good way for property owners to do retrofits on their properties, to for developers to do gut rehabs or finance new construction. Some property owners or some businesses have actually already done this good work and they paid out of pocket. There's a good way to now refinance that amount, you know, sort of get that money that they spent out of pocket, put it back into their business and spread the cost out over 20 or 25 years.
How do we find out more information?
LeanAndGreenMI.com.
It's good to be lean and green. Thanks to your leadership, CEO Lean and Green Michigan, Bali Kumar, part of our Getting Green segment. Thanks to Renee Hesselink for the hookup. Thanks.